MLB delays opening day to mid-May at earliest due to coronavirus. By AP on March 16, 2020. New York, AP, Major League Baseball pushed back opening day until mid-May at the earliest on Monday because of the new coronavirus after the federal government recommended restricting events of more than 50 people for the next 8 weeks. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement following a conference call with executives of the 30 teams. The clubs remain committed to playing as many games as possible when the season begins, the commissioner's office said in a statement. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended Sunday that gatherings of 50 people or more be canceled or postponed across the country for the next 8 weeks. MLB called off the rest of the spring training schedule on Thursday and said opening day, which had been scheduled for March 26, was postponed for at least 2 weeks. Teams and players agree that 2 to 4 weeks of additional spring training will be needed before the regular season begins. The Major League Baseball Players Association sent an email to agents on Monday saying that for players who went home or to their team's regular season city, it would pay $1,100 allowances through April 9 to players on 40-man rosters as of March 13. That amount also would go to players with minor league contracts at big league spring training who were on 40-man rosters at the end of last season. The union also is negotiating with MLB over resetting the dates for players with opt-out clauses in their deals. The sides also are likely to agree on a roster freeze. This year marked the earliest opening day other than for international games. As it stood, Game 7 of the World Series would have been October 28, and teams and players could push the postseason into November. Any change to the 162-game schedule would necessitate bargaining over an array of issues, including when and how much players get paid and how much major league service they are credited for. Service time determines eligibility for free agency and salary arbitration. MLB had not had a mass postponement of openers since 1995, when the season was shortened from 162 games to 144 following a 7.5-month players' strike that also wiped out the 1994 World Series. Opening day was pushed back from April 2 to April 26 and players' salaries were reduced by 11.1% because the games were lost due to a strike. After a 32-day spring training lockout in 1990 caused opening day to be delayed a week until April 9, the season was extended by 3 days to allow each team a full 162-game schedule. Baseball's first strike lasted from April 1 to 13 in 1972, and the season started April 15. Teams played 153 to 156 games. The 1918 season was cut short because of World War I. Provost Marshal General Enoch Crowder announced the regulation on May 23 that men not involved in useful occupations appear before the draft board. The War Department initially did not rule baseball was non-essential under the work or fight order, but Secretary of War Newton D. Baker announced on July 26 that baseball had to comply by September 1. After some negotiation, the regular season ended September 2 with teams playing 123 to 131 games, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Chicago Cubs in a World Series played from September 5 to 11.